How the Iran War is shaping life and money on Longboat, Lido, and downtown Sarasota. For 2 years, the Barrier Islands measured trouble in storm surge. Helene and Milton tore through in the fall of 2024. The rebuild consumed 2025, and by the time the sand was pumped back onto the beaches, Longboat Key, Lido, Street, Armand's, Bird Key, and downtown Sarasota had earned the right to expect a normal year. Instead, the islands got a different kind of storm, one that formed 7,500 miles away and never shows up on radar. Since the United States and Israel began striking Iran in late February, and Tehran answered by choking the Strait of Hormuz, the ripple effects have rolled ashore here with the reliability of a Gulf tide. At the gas pump, in the mortgage market, on restaurant patios, at the fuel dock, and in the brokerage statements of a retiree population that watches its portfolio the way boaters watch the marine forecast, the palm trees are standing. The beaches are open, and nearly everything costs more. A fifth of the world's oil, and all of ours. The mechanics are brutally simple. Roughly a fifth to a quarter of the world's seaborne oil normally passes through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow throat between Iran and the Arabian Peninsula. When the shooting started at the end of February, tanker traffic through the strait ground toward a halt, crude oil posted its largest weekly jump in 2 decades, and at points this spring traded above $100 a barrel. Iranian officials have taunted Washington with talk of $200 oil. Florida drivers felt it almost immediately. The statewide average for regular gasoline sat at $2.88 a gallon at the beginning of March. By the end of that month, it had blown past $3.95, the highest daily average in the state since July 2022, adding roughly $16 to the cost of filling a 15-gallon tank. A ceasefire brought brief relief. Its collapse in July sent prices right back up. As of mid-July, Florida regular averaged around $3.95 a gallon, about 84 cents more than a year ago, with diesel touching $5. AAA's Mark Jenkins put it plainly, oil prices are doing most of the driving right now, for an island chain where nearly everything, from the grouper to the landscaping crew, arrives by truck over a bridge. That number is not an abstraction. It is a surcharge on daily life. Tourism, the engine sputters. Tourism was supposed to be the comeback story of 2026. Visit Sarasota County's own forecast last December called for a, quote, flat year, which, after 2 straight years of declining visitation from the COVID-era highs, counted as optimism. Fiscal 2025 had closed with 2.71 million visitors, down 6.3%, spending $2.37 billion, down 7.1%. Then came the war. In January, before the first missile flew, the county drew 68,900 visitors, down 12.7% from the prior year, with direct spending falling to $132.1 million from $144.5 million. By April, with the conflict raging and airfares climbing, visitation slipped again to 113,400 from 115,700, and lodging occupancy fell to 64.2% from 68% a year earlier. Fiscal year to date, visitation is off 4%. The saving grace, so far, is that the visitors who do come are spending more. Average room rates in April hit $376.81, up from $348.60, and April spending actually rose to $189.5 million. The islands are trading volume for price, a formula familiar to anyone who has watched Longboat's hotel market drift steadily upscale. The statewide picture is darker. Florida Tax Watch's latest forecast tracked what it called a severe shift in the state's short-term outlook, with expectations for tourism growth over the next decade shrinking by more than 45% and 2027 projected at a decade-low 0.8% growth rate. Energy is the culprit. Fuel is the raw material of tourism, and every dollar added to a barrel of crude eventually lands on an airline ticket, a rental car, a charter, a hotel bill. There is one perverse silver lining. With the Middle East's tourism sector collapsing, arrivals to the region fell 14% in the first quarter, and Gulf hotel occupancy cratered. Global travel demand is being rerouted toward destinations perceived as safe. Sarasota qualifies. The question is whether visitors can afford to get here. Average American trip costs hit a record above $7.250 in the first quarter. And the shutdown of ultra-low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines removed one of the cheapest doors into Florida. On the islands, a quiet season that wasn't supposed to be. Talk to merchants from the center shops to St. Armand Circle, and the phrase that keeps surfacing is quiet. Not dead, not disaster, just quiet. The sound of discretionary spending being reconsidered. Island restaurateurs report single-digit to low double-digit revenue declines for the year, softer weeknights, and a happy hour crowd nursing its drinks a little longer. One longtime longboat institution pegged its annual revenue drop at roughly 12.5%, a number its ownership described as better than feared, which may be the unofficial motto of the entire 2026 season. The pattern fits the storm-then-war arc of the islands, decade. Businesses that survived the bridge-clogging rebuild years of 2024 and 2025 finally have their roofs, their docks, and their dining rooms back. What they don't have is the free-spending visitor of 2022. Real estate, the rebound that got ambushed. Nowhere is the war's fingerprint clearer than in the mortgage market. In late February, before the first strikes, the 30-year conforming rate stood at 6.23%, and national brokers were openly predicting the long-awaited breakout year, with sales up 10-12%. Then oil spiked, inflation expectations reignited, the bond market sold off, and rates lurched to 6.94% by late July. National estimates suggest the war and its rate shock will erase at least 400,000 home sales in the United States this year. Locally, the numbers tell a split-screen story. Sarasota County's single-family median price has softened to roughly $475,000, down about 5% year-over-year, with homes taking around 59 days to go under contract and price reductions increasingly standard equipment on a listing. Condos, the lifeblood of the Barrier Islands, are the surprise. Closed condo and townhome sales jumped more than 35% year-over-year in February, the largest such leap in recent Realtor Association of Sarasota and Manatee history, and kept climbing through May. Bargain hunters, it turns out, read the same headlines as everyone else, and post-Milton, post-Surfside Reform condo pricing has drawn them off the sidelines. The islands also enjoy a structural shock absorber the rest of the country lacks, cash. In May alone, 355 single-family homes and 228 condos in Sarasota County were bought without a mortgage. On Longboat, Bird Key, and Lido, where equity-rich buyers arrive with the proceeds of a sold northern house, the Fed matters less than the ferry schedule. The ultra-luxury market is, in the words of one South Florida broker, tuning out the war. The merely affluent are watching and waiting is the one thing a real estate market cannot monetize. The boating life, at $600 a fill-up. If the war has a uniquely island-flavored casualty, it is the fuel dock. Marine gas has climbed $1 to $1.50 per gallon since February, and captains around the state report that a day's fuel for a working charter fleet now runs $500 to $600. Filling the tanks on a typical recreational boat that cost $250 to $300 before the war can now approach double that. Charter operators say the casual Sunset Cruise customer is the first to vanish, and some captains have quietly taken up side work to bridge the slow months. In a community where the boat is not a luxury but a limb, that stings. Retirees, portfolios, and the war cloud. Then there is the money nobody sees. The retirement accounts that fund a large share of island life. The war triggered global stock and bond sell-offs in March. And while markets have partially recovered, the volatility has rattled a region where portfolio income buys the groceries. Local advisors report clients staying largely calm and treating the swings as temporary. But the anxiety is real, and it shows up in restaurant checks and charter bookings before it ever shows up in a brokerage statement. Economist Sean Snaith, director of UCF's Institute for Economic Forecasting, delivered the sobering version to Sarasota County commissioners at a May budget workshop. The longer the war grinds on, the greater the damage and the greater the odds of recession. His broader diagnosis was blunt. Forget tariffs. The war with Iran is shaping the path of Florida's economy. Quote, He has argued, with energy costs rippling through tourism, agriculture, and healthcare. The labor market, meanwhile, has settled into what national economists call low hire, low fire, a hiring freeze without layoffs, an economy holding its breath. The bottom line for the islands, added up in mid-2026 on the Barrier Islands, looks like this. Gasoline near $4, diesel at $5, mortgages near 7%, visitation down 4%, hotel rates up, condo sales booming, single-family prices sagging, boats staying tied to the dock, and a retiree class watching CNBC with one eye and the Gulf with the other. The islands have spent the better part of a decade absorbing shocks. A pandemic, an inflation wave. The Iran war is the first one that arrived without wind or water. And in some ways, it is the hardest to plan for. You can shutter a window against a Category 3. There is no plywood for the Strait of Hormuz. What happens next depends on a waterway most residents will never see. If the strait reopens and oil retreats, forecasters expect Florida's growth to rebound as soon as 2028. If it doesn't, the war cloud, as economists have taken to calling it, will hang over season 2027, the way the storm clouds hung over 2025. Either way, the islands will do what they have always done between disasters. Open the doors, pour the drinks, and wait for the visitors to come back over the bridge.